Percy Weasley had stopped dead at the head of the stairs, prefect badge agleam, an expression of complete shock on his face. "That's a girl's bathroom," he gasped. "What were you?" "Just having a look around," Ron shrugged. "Clues, you know." Percy swelled in a manner that reminded Harry forcefully of Mrs. Weasley. "Get away from there," Percy said, striding toward them and starting to bustle them along, flapping his arms. "Don't you care what this looks like? Coming back here while everyone's at dinner?" "Why shouldn't we be here?" said Ron hotly, stopping short and glaring at Percy. "Listen, we never laid a finger on that cat." "That's what I told Ginny," said Percy fiercely, "but she still seems to think you're going to be expelled. I've never seen her so upset, crying her eyes out. You might think of her. All the first years are thoroughly overexcited by this business." "You don't care about Ginny," said Ron, whose ears were reddening now. "You're just worried I'm going to mess up your chances of being head boy." 5 points from Gryffindor," Percy said tersely, fingering his prefect badge, "and I hope it teaches you a lesson. No more detective work, or I'll write to Mum." And he strode off, the back of his neck as red as Ron's ears.